Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Minister for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, has said that under Skill India scheme, over 1 crore 46 lakh people have been skilled to date. Addressing the World Youth Skills Day program in New Delhi today, Mr. Chaudhary said that India has a special journey in the field of skill development and entrepreneurship as a separate ministry was formed 10 years ago. He said learning from the achievements in the last 10 years, his ministry will make more inclusive schemes so that it can contribute to the journey of India as a developed nation in 2047. The minister said the theme of this year is peace and development. The Coal Ministry today executed coal mining development and production agreements for 3 coal mines auctioned under the second attempt of the 7th round. In a major development in commercial coal mining, agreements for Machhakata Coal Mine, Kudanali Lubri Coal Mine and Sakhi Gopal B. Kakuri Coal Mine were executed. NLC India Limited, Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation Limited and Tamil Nadu Generation and Distribution Corporation Limited won the bid for the project. The estimated annual revenue generation under commercial auction from these 3 mines is around 3,000 crore rupees. Once operational, these mines are projected to create over 40,000 direct and indirect jobs. The Supreme Court today issued notice on a fresh batch of petitions filed by the National Testing Agency seeking the transfer of pleas pending before the Rajasthan High Court related to the alleged NEET UG paper leak to the Apex Court. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra issued the notice to the petitioners before the Rajasthan High Court and tagged the transfer petitions with the already pending matters in the issue. However, the bench refused to pass a formal order, staying the proceedings pending before the Rajasthan High Court. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which have expanded over the years. Delivering a message on the occasion of an MOU signed for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands, Dr. Jayashankar said, "The islands in the Pacific are not small islands, but large ocean countries." He said, "India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development." He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the chief ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh and took stock of the flood situation in the states. Mr. Shah inquired about the increased water level in these states. The minister assured them of all possible assistance from the centre. K.P. Sharma Oli took oath as new Prime Minister of Nepal today along with 21 ministers from 4 parties in the freshly brewed alliance. President Ramchandra Pawdel administered the oath of office and secrecy. In the swearing-in ceremony that took place in President's office, Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, former Prime Minister Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Gimire were present among other dignitaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Oli on his appointment. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. The BJP today held a protest in the national capital over a hike in electricity price by the Delhi government in the city. Recently, the power distribution companies revised the power purchase adjustment charges in the range of 6.75% to 8.75% in Delhi. Wholesale inflation in the country rose for the 4th consecutive month in June at 3.36% on account of rise in prices of food articles, especially vegetables and manufactured items. The WPEI-based inflation was 2.61% in May. And Argentina won their second straight Copa America championship after beating Colombia 1-0 earlier this morning at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Lautaro Martinez scored the winning goal for the defending champions in the second half of extra time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.